City's Score Chapter and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
And good morning and welcome to Biz Talk. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm going to be your host today. My co-host, Tony Bush, once again, is on the road somewhere. We're hoping to find him by next week. He's supposed to be back. We have our fingers crossed. But anyway, so we're going to be doing the show today. With me today is Mary Lou Vanda. Hey, Mary Lou has been with SCORE for a number of years. And we're here today to talk about the big upcoming 40th anniversary celebration that SCORE is going to be having coming up on May 3rd. First of all, though, Mary Lou, like I said, you've been with SCORE for a number of years. Can you tell us a little bit about your background? I know you were my successor as the chapter chairman. So tell us a little bit about how you got to SCORE and what your background is.
Sure. I was, I've been a member almost 6 years now. And when I retired from Kimberly-Clark, my background is accounting and finance. And at that time, I kind of sat back and thought, you know, after doing a lot of different kinds of charity kinds of organizations with the church and so forth, I kind of said, well, you know, what kind of gifts do I have that I can actually give back to the community? Mm-hmm. And so I thought, you know, not everybody has the skills that I have. Maybe that's where I really should put my efforts toward. And so that's where I found SCORE and mm-hmm. look out for small businesses.
Mm-hmm. And you said your background has primarily been in the accounting field?
Yes, I graduated from University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh way back when, and I started with Kimberly-Clark right out of college and stayed with them for 30-some years.
So, wow. Yeah. And one of the things also that Mary Lou does is, of course, on some of our seminars, Mary Lou does some of the instructions when it comes to the financial documents and financial planning and that type of thing. So she's been with us, a very, very, very strong member of SCORE, and very happy to have you with us this morning.
Good. Thanks.
Well, first thing I want to do is just tell you a little bit about what is coming up as far as the SCORE 40th anniversary. This is going to be coming up on May the 3rd. We're having it to celebrate 40 years of having SCORE here in the Fox Cities. The program is also going to be co-sponsored by our friends over at Fox Communities Credit Union, who are working with us on the program. So they will be there as well to help us celebrate. Yeah, SCORE has been in the Valley now for 40 years, which seems amazing. We've spent a lot of time over that period working with people, and like I said, we want to celebrate. The celebration is going to be from 5 o'clock in the evening. We're going to have registration on through with presentations and awards. We're going to be recognizing some of our clients who have been successful. Yeah, Mary Lou, you've got a couple of those on the list. We'll be getting to those in a minute, talking mm-hmm. about some of them. The program is going to be at Liberty Hall, and it is going to be, as I said, from 5 o'clock registration through 9 o'clock with awards, presentations, and recognition of some of the people that we've worked with over the past 40 years. The other nice thing about it is it's going to be a free program. We do ask that you register for the program, though, and to do that, it's very, very easy. Just simply go out to our website at foxcities.score.org and click on to the link that takes you to the local seminars and activities, and you'll see a registration there for the 40th anniversary. So it asks you, please go out there and register. That gives us a fighting chance, at least to have some idea of how many people are going to be there, and so we can kind of make sure that everything is prepared. But we will be having hors d'oeuvres. There's refreshments for everyone, and it is open to the public. What we're hoping is a lot of our past clients, people that we have as partners and so on, will be coming to join us that night and celebrate. So
yes, we did something very similar a few years ago for the national organization's 50th anniversary and had a great turnout. It was a very fun night. All the various clients that we had there gave their stories, and it was really fun. So I hope everybody take some time Tuesday night to come out and celebrate small businesses.
Right, and we're going to be receiving a commendation for the 40 years from the district director. He's going to be here from SCORE. We also have the people coming in, the director for the state of Wisconsin from the SBA, Small Business Administration, Eric Ness, is going to be here, and a number of other, like I said, clients, friends, and partners that we've had over the years, so it looks like it should be a very good program. One of the things what we are going to do, of course, is to celebrate SCORE, what it's all about, and I just want to take a minute and just talk about that. A lot of people don't know who SCORE is or why we are or what we do, and real quickly, the background, of course, who is SCORE? We are basically made up of all volunteers. I believe the number right now is somewhere in the neighborhood of 11,000 throughout the United States. We have over 400 chapters, similar to the one that we have here in Appleton. And the primary goal of SCORE is to help people succeed. We do that primarily by mentoring, one-on-one, face-to-face mentoring. In addition to the mentoring, we also have other programs that we do. We mentioned the seminars and so on, and I'll be getting into some of those that we have. But one of the things about SCORE is why we are here. People say, okay, fine, you're a government organization, etc. No, actually, SCORE is not a government organization. We are a nonprofit, strictly designed to help people with small businesses. Marilyn, how many we have now total here in Appleton? How many
members? Our chapter currently has 55 members. So okay. We have the chapter seat is here in Appleton, and then we also have an office in the Oshkosh Chamber where the Oshkosh and Fond du Lac groups get together. Mm-hmm. But we can not only meet at the chamber, we meet in any public place. So if it's in the evenings, the only time that our clients can meet, we can meet at any public place. So a lot of our members go to the small library and just get a small conference room. Mm-hmm. Or they can meet together in like a quiet part of a restaurant.
Yeah, I always put in a plug for the Copper Rock, which is one of my favorite places to go. That way I get a good cup of coffee, and it's very, very comfortable for the client as well. Mm-hmm. The other thing about that is all the mentoring we do is strictly confidential. So if you have any questions, worries about your idea being shared, lost, or somehow stolen or strayed, that's the one thing we do. We sign a code of ethics every year for saying what we can and can't do as mentors. And one of the key issues on that, of course, is confidentiality, but the other key issue in that is non-solicitation, and we're very careful about that.
Yes, that is one of the things that we do want to make sure people understand when they become mentors. But our group is really, one of the things we say right from the beginning is we want members that are really wanting to give back to entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And so when they come in, they're clearly, we go over how we operate and make sure that they understand that. So really our code of ethics comes down to strict confidentiality. And then the kind of the normal things of you can't go into business with them, can't loan money to them, can't steal their ideas, and really all those things that, you know, as a new entrepreneur, you don't want your ideas stolen, and so we have that covered.
Yeah, so it's for very, very comfortable for the client to be able to work with us. The reason SCORE was formed, and SCORE was originally formed back in 1964, The regular organization was formed with help of the Small Business Administration. The primary goal was at that time they were noticing that a lot of businesses were starting and failing. The problems were not understanding all of the details and things that they needed to know to run a business. The other thing that was occurring at that time is a lot of people were coming out of businesses that they'd been in for many years, retiring, and looking for some place to go. So what you had was a lot of very highly skilled people looking for ways to help people who really needed help. And the outcome was SCORE.
Yeah, I mean, what's happening across the nation was little groups of business people are getting together and helping small businesses on their own. And through word of mouth, people got together and said, you know, you're doing that, we're doing that, we really should look for an organization and get a little bit more structure.
Right.
And it just happened that the SBA at the time was looking for some way to make their small business loans more profitable. So in doing so, it was kind of a perfect match and a win-win for both organizations.
Right. So that's how we got started. I'll be talking more about what we do and how we do it and why SCORE's been around Appleton for 40 years. But for right now, I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be back after our commercial information for you. And you're listening to Biz Talk with SCORE here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts and Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts and Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at Bank First. Bill, we know Bank First was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. Bank First will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of Bank First, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
And good morning and welcome back again to the Biz Talk Show here on 1150 WHBY. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today. And my co-host today is Mary Lou Vandehay. Mary Lou is, of course, one of our mentors here at SCORE. And our topic today is 40 years of SCORE here in the Fox Cities. We're celebrating our anniversary. We're going to have a big program coming up on May 3rd. And just again, a reminder, it's free to the public if you are interested in coming and attending at Liberty Hall, Tuesday, May 3rd, from 6 a.m. 6 p.m., get it right. Anybody who comes at 6 a.m. is going to be really worried. No, it's going to be at 6 p.m. We're going to have client recognition and some prizes. We get quite a few door prizes, I think.
Should be fun.
A lot of our partners and help SCORE out have donated a lot of things, so we're going to have a lot of fun with that part. We have music.
Music, a group from Lawrence University's jazz group are going to be there.
Okay, so that's there. And, of course, hors d'oeuvres, refreshments. And as I said, the best part of it is it's all free. Just simply go out to the Fox Cities website at www.foxcities.score.org and register on it that way so we can get a head count and know who's coming. We're expecting quite a good-sized crowd, so, be sure to register for that. We're talking a little bit, of course, about the 40 years that SCORE's been in business here in the Fox Cities. One of our primary areas, of course, is in the area of mentoring. We do a lot of one-on-one mentoring with businesses of all different sizes. The other thing that we do, though, also is the seminars and programs that we have, instructional programs for people who are in business. We've been doing a lot of that with partnerships that we've formed over the last few years. And so just real quickly, some of the things that we have coming up in the very near future. One is a partnership program that we're going to be doing with CAP Services. CAP is a very good organization here in the Valley. They do a lot of work with small businesses. They are also affiliated with the SBA, so they have a lot of things available. So we work kind of closely with them. We are going to be sponsoring a program called How to Find and Engage Today's Workers. One of the problems everybody has is, where do I find somebody? And so we're going to go through that, take a look at what it's like in the 21st century to be able to find people and retain them. The program is going to be in New London this time. It's going to be on Thursday, May 12th at the St. Joseph Residence Chapel on East Beckert Street in New London. Again, for information on that, the best way to do is to go out and register. It is a free program. It's going to be from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Registration starting at 4:30 there on Thursday, May 12th in New London. To register, again, go out to our website, foxcities.score.org, and check in on the local website, local workshops. Or you can go out to CAP Services, that's CAPSERVICES.org, and go out to their website to be able to register through them. We're also, of course, doing this in a partnership with the New London Area Chamber of Commerce, so should be a good program. Another program coming up is set up with two other chambers. We've been working now with Fox West and Fox the Heart of the Valley Chamber. I know, Mary Lou, you were involved with trying to get together, especially with the Fox West group, and we're finally coming up with some programs with these people.
Yeah, chambers are really a great match for us because, obviously, they're working with businesses in the area, and many small businesses join them, and so we're a kind of the perfect fit to help them when and they need mentoring.
Right. One of the things they're asking for is, do you have a speaker who can talk about this subject or that subject? The one we've got coming up with the chambers is called Take Your Business to the Next Step. It's going to be held on Thursday, May 19th at the Grand Meridian here in Appleton. Again, a program. This one's going to be in the morning from 7:30 registration, running until 9:30. And we're going to have a panel of experts on that particular program covering all different areas. We have Amanda Butts from Stellar Blue talking about website design. We'll have Amy Peach from the Venture Center who helps as far as small business instruction. We have Chris Allen, who is one of the business loan officers from Fox Communities Credit Union. And then, of course, our own Tony Bush. Tony's going to be talking on Priora cash flow. In other words, if you're out of cash, you're out of business, which is one of Tony's favorite ideas. And then we're also going to have Kevin Eisman. Kevin is, of course, the primary attorney there at Epiphany Law. So
CBS News
it should be an excellent program
group of young
coming on for the Thursday, May 19th, and again, we have you go out to register. The registration there is going to be with the chambers, so again, if you go out to the chamber contact, which would be marketing@foxwestchamber.com, you can then sign up there. We also have all the registration instruction available on our website at foxcities.score.org. The last one I want to just talk about we're going to be doing is coming up in September, a very popular program that we do, and it's going to have it's a five-part program. It's called Simple Steps, and the tentative schedule for that will be starting the 21st of September and running 5 weeks in a row there. Again, for more details on that, definitely go out to the foxcities.score.org website. It'll have all the details on that. You can register for any one or for all five of the programs on that. So those are the seminars that we have coming up. But now, Mary Lou, you're working on a special program. It's designed more for the existing businesses that have been in the area for a while and need some more help. It's called the SCAN program. Could you give us a little details on that?
Yeah. In addition to mentoring and our education programs, we have started a program called the Business SCAN. And what this program does is it's a group of mentors. Usually we have one lead who's generally an operations person. But then we also have a financial person. Excuse me. A financial person, a marketing person, and an operations person. And then depending on what kind of help the organization asks for, we might have an HR person, we might have a technical person. So that's the group that comes in. We do what we call a SWOT analysis, so strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats of the business. Kind of look at what are they doing that's really well. We try to build on that, look at what are the things that they really could use help in building the organization, their weaknesses. And then we look at what their real opportunities and weaknesses are. So the group goes in. They generally interview key people in the organization. work with them as well as the owners to see what it is that the employees think needs to be changed, and then they bring their expertise to the subject matter and say, okay, these are some things that we think you could get a lot better at, or you're doing great at, and here's some things you need to focus on. So it takes, it's probably somewhere about a 2-week span of time that people are interviewing and working with the organization. At the end of that, we write them a formal report, and the owner can look at that and say, okay, I'm great with this. I think I know what to do. Or we could go to the next step, which is to develop a plan for them to implement. And if they're good with that, that's great. And then, or they can have us stay and help them actually implement the plan.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing we do ask that they do is at the very end of it, we would like feedback on the process so we also can improve as we go. And we're doing this right now as a trial program. Once we have, we decide the trial is over, which probably will be at the end of this summer, then we're going, and so we're doing this totally for free at this point. We are a nonprofit organization, so in the future what we would like people to do is, based on the benefit they feel they received, give a donation to our SCORE organization.
Okay. Great. Sounds like a super program. Who would be a good target? What type of business or size business? Or is there specific targets that we're looking for in that group?
Well, it can be anyone. What we're really seeing so far is people really need help with the financial part. And we can go all the way from people who really hand their books over to their bookkeeper or accountant and let them do their thing, to people who say, if there's money in the checkbook, I'm good. So you never know. But so what we're finding is people actually have invested into things like their point of sale software, but they don't use many, many of the features. So we're showing them, you could be more efficient doing this, do it this way. Your books would all tie automatically if you download directly. You avoid all those input errors. And in addition to that, we also see people who are using QuickBooks and really are just using it to record the transactions and not using it to provide them management information.
Okay, so but existing... it's not just for the people with an idea, but people who've really been in business and looking for help to move on forward.
Right. The program is designed for people who've been in business about 3 years or more, and at that point, we can come in and really, they've kind of got their structure of how they operate in place. They're usually doing the operations part really well. It's the business structure stuff that needs some help.
Great. It's a super program for people out there. We're going to take a quick break, get back, and talk a little bit more about 40 years of SCORE here in the Fox Cities, how we started and what we're doing. You're listening to the Biz Talk Show here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated and entities.
And welcome back to the Biz Talk Show here. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host this morning, and I have Mary Lou Vandehei in the station here with me. We're talking about 40 years of SCORE here in the Fox Cities and some of the things that we've done and some of the things that SCORE is all about. It seems we have a couple people on the line right now. So if I can go over to line one, Chuck, is that you there?
Morning.
Yes, Chuck. What can I do for you?
I just recently retired from a sales job, and I have a non-compete agreement. But what I'm looking at, what I'm thinking of doing with all my contacts is starting a rep business where I would rep a couple different shops, which would not compete with, would not go against my non-compete. I guess my question is, how do I start doing that? And I know that... I probably would have to set up a business, type thing, where I would have to record mileage. I'd have to record, a lot of different things, sales and stuff like that. I guess, where's my starting point?
Well, I guess, Chuck, the first thing you're going to need to do is, as you said, decide how you want to operate your business. You're going to be a general contractor, so, you're going to be on your own as that company. Usually something like that, we recommend that you take a look at what an LLC might be like. That would be to protect your personal finances and so on. The other thing you're going into there is about a two-hour session as far as all the parts and pieces, because you are starting from scratch. You're going to need to know who your possible customers are going to be as far as the people that you can represent for. And then also some of the people that you're going to be going out and talking to, and how that's all going to mix together. So that's you've got to do a really look at starting your business plan first, then look at a marketing plan, an operating structure, and then look at where the dollars and cents are all going to be. Handful. I don't know, Mary Lou, you got other comments for us?
Yeah, in addition to deciding what kind of a legal structure you need, you really need to talk to a business law person who can help you with your non-compete stuff, because that is an area that if you've already signed an agreement, you want to be sure that you're not, you know, violating whatever agreement that was. So especially if you're going into a very similar kind of business, there's usually for non-competes, it's a certain mileage from the original home base of your organization. But if you were selling nationwide already, that would definitely need somebody to look at it from a legal standpoint.
It's a 100-mile radius, and it wouldn't be the business I was in before was more of a metal fab business, where this is more of a machining business. So it's a different type of business. So I wouldn't be, you know, going against a non-compete, although it would be some of the same customers.
Yeah, you have to be careful of that. You know, it may sound like there's clean separation, but yeah, I agree with Mary Lou. One of the areas you do necessarily have to do is to double check that non-compete so that you don't end up with any problems, and then form up the rest of your activity from there. Again, if you'd like to go out to our website at foxcities.score.org, there's a sign up there where it says request a meeting. It takes maybe about 3 minutes, 4 minutes to fill that out, and in there, if you put down exactly what it is you're looking for help, we'll be more than happy to match you up with one of our mentors who can get you going. And of course, that part's free. So once we get you started and pointed in the right directions, then you're probably going to have to spend a few dollars with an attorney here and there to get some things organized. But at least we'll get you going.
Okay, that was foxcities.score.org.
Okay.
Yeah. Great.
All right, Chuck. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. And as I said, we are talking about SCORE 40 years, and we have another party on line number two. That's Mr. Mao Nguyen. Good morning, Mao.
Good morning.
Yeah, how are you on this beautiful day?
Oh, just great. Looking out from my dining room window, it was great, and I feel sorry for you guys, but I'm very glad somebody has to do the work. hooked up in the radio room.
Okay. In case some of you don't know, Mao is one of our Fox Cities mentors, and you know, good to have you on the show this morning, Mao. Just as a question, a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with SCORE, and if you got any things as far as some of the memories you have about working with some clients.
Well, one thing is, thank you very much for asking me. First of all, since there's a short time, I want to compliment you guys first, okay? I want to add to that 40 years of SCORE celebration success. And a good morning to the SCORE program, radio program, Mary Lou and Randy. It's very refreshing to hear your voices announcing upcoming great programs.
Oh, and thanks, Mao.
You guys make a difference, and I've been around. You know, I've been around so long, I don't even want to talk about that. But you guys make a difference.
Having you as a mentor, and of course having been a Volunteer of the Year award recipient here in the Valley, and so on, you fit very well with many of the ideas that SCORE has. So again, thanks for the compliment. We appreciate
it. That's the reason I want to put so that, because for me right now is to compliment SCORE for success, and you guys make a difference. And I've been around other parts, and SCORE here is a radio program is great. Okay, so keep it up.
Okay, well, thank you, Wynn. I appreciate the comments, and I think we're going to move on and get a couple other things going here and finish up with what we're talking about as far as the upcoming celebration. But thank you for all the compliments, and thanks for all the help.
Oh, you're very, very welcome.
All righty. We'll be seeing you on the 3rd.
Have a nice day.
Yep. Okay. Okay, that was Mr. Mao Nguyen. Mao's been with us for a number of years and expert in the area of intellectual properties. He holds a number of patents of his own. He's an author. Very, very, very interesting gentleman. And again, when you're looking for help, he's one that you can always depend on.
Right, so. Yeah. Mao was with us several years, but his background is engineering, so he helped a lot in the process area and patenting.
Yeah, and very, very interesting specialists that we have when it comes to no matter what it is in your business that you need. I was going to spend just a few minutes here just talking a little bit about the actual history of SCORE here in the Fox Cities. Just to kind of bring us up to date from where we started to where we are, SCORE actually started in 1976. In fact, we have it was started in May, on May 27th, on the date of the certificate we have. And it was started by a small group of people here in the Valley who, again, took a look at the situation where small businesses needed help, and they had the expertise and were willing to try. We've always been connected, although we are not directly involved as a member of the chamber, but we have always been connected with all of the Fox Cities chambers. Started with our office in the old Fox Cities Chamber building, which was located over on Walnut Street many years ago. Moved from there into the new location on Superior Street. At that time, the way the structure of the organization was that each one of the locations basically was its own chapter. There was a chapter up in Green Bay operating in Oshkosh, another one operating in Fond du Lac, operating out of our location here in Appleton, Wausau. And finally, in 1996, somebody got the idea that maybe what we should do is try to reorganize it, restructure it. And at that time, we got lucky as the Fox Cities group here at SCORE, and they gave us 8 counties. So we've been kind of bouncing around trying to fill that requirement. So we do offer help, though, to everyone in the area, Outagamie, Calumet, Waupaca, Washera, Winnebago. We also in Fond du Lac County, Green Lake, and Marquette. So if you're in any of those areas, we also consolidated with the people in Oshkosh, so they are now a branch, and we have an office there. And in addition to that, we also consolidated with people down in Fond du Lac, so we have a branch operation down there. So we serve a lot of areas. We try to do all of the different things to help people with what they need and so on. One of the things also we're going to be doing is, of course, over the years, we've serviced a lot of different clients. And one of the things the special program is going to be is recognizing some of those clients for their successes. Mary Lou, you worked with one, I believe, that is going to be All Seasons Coffee House. You know, tell us a little bit about your work with them.
Yeah, so at the 40th event, we're going to be recognizing some of our clients over the past years that have been successful. And All Seasons Coffee House is one of them. So Liz Stuck is the owner there. She runs a great little off-the-beaten-path local coffee house on the west side of Appleton, just behind the Fleet Farm gas station on the north side of the road. If you haven't seen or stopped there yet, you should do so. I always tell people when I go to meet with them, just look up for the cup, because she's got a 7x7-foot coffee cup on the top of the roof there, so it's very easy to see, and she has a great little, her food and her coffees are just excellent.
Right, and she is a good example of how, as a client of SCORE, you can end up working with a number of people. She did. I worked with her at one point in time on her marketing campaign, which, again, having her being just a little off the beaten track was a real important part of their business plan. But she also worked with Tony Bush on handling all of her cash flow programs, and then with you also on some of the accounting programs, and now she was also with the SCAN program.
Yes, she was one of our Business SCAN clients, and we had a great relationship with her, met all her people. Great people out there, very, very talented group of people, and Yeah, she was very happy with services, so she'll be talking a little bit about that on Tuesday night at the 40th event.
Okay. Some of the other businesses that were going to be recognized at that, one is Whistler's Knoll. That is a vineyard operation out of Hortonville. Tom and Holly Betcher. And they're going to be talking about what they've been doing over the years and how we worked with them. Another one is called Appleton Tutoring Services. That I'm not that familiar with that. Mary Lou, have you worked with them? Or
I have not worked with them, but Hamid Afisar is a gentleman who started into a program that he calls it a discipline, where he learned really how to communicate and educate. And at that time, he was doing it as a hobby and really working, helping students pass the ACT test. And he continues to do that. That's a major part of his services. But he also has now joined and helped several other employees that not only tutor for the ACT test, but any particular subject for students from kindergarten through 12th grade.
Okay, so that's one unique business. Flipping over to something even, not quite as unique, but just as interesting, is the Recycle Bicycle Company. That's another program that we've been involved in and helped with that. Recycle, that was one of John Burns' programs. He worked with them and is helping them to develop their business in the sales of various forms of bicycles, home repairing and delivering of bikes and so on. So all that type of thing they work with. And the last one we're going to be recognizing is going to be Anak Leadership Coaching. And that one we have is Cindy Nelson Singh is the owner and operator of that. And again, Mary Lou, I don't know if you've worked with her or you're familiar with her program.
I have not, but she sent me a very nice summary of what their business offers. They coach business professionals who are highly motivated to develop personal and leadership character virtues and become highly effective role models both at your workplace, in the home, and in our community.
Mm-hmm.
So she's got a master's in business administration, and she works with business leaders and their human resource group.
Okay, so again, we're going to invite everybody to come to our celebration on May the 3rd. Go out to the website, foxcities.score.org, to register. And right now, we're going to take our final break. You're listening to Biz Talk here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You've been looking for a new house.
Hey, this one's nice.
You're searching online and touring open houses.
Ooh, I like this one.
It's time to get pre-approved. And nobody makes it faster or easier than Fox. Get free pre-approval for your loan right now, coming to one of 17 Fox locations. Or get pre-approved online. You can also check your loan rate online. How easy is that? Just visit foxcu.org.
Okay, that was really easy.
Once you find the home of your dreams, don't let the stress of the home loan get in your way. Talk to the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. just 3% down on your loan.
Fox made it happen.
You can find the home of your dreams. Fox, helping you make life happen. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Fox Communities.
Okay, and welcome back for a very brief last segment of the Biz Talk Radio Show. The first thing I have to do is a little bit of housekeeping work, and that is to say thank you to our sponsors. We have Fox Communities Credit Union. Also, thank you out there to Alberts and Hailing CPAs, the Legal Business Edge with Sarah DeBruin for business law. Also, a thank you to Bank First National, just opened their new office out there by the mall. And again, thank you also to Candale Marketing, who help us with our website, keep us operational, and also a thank you to the Business News, who helps us publish our activities and so on. Again, excellent publication. Anybody who's looking to find out what's going on in the Valley, they're great. And with that, I have one other thing, and that's Mary Lou, you're part of another organization that we belong to. That's the Ignite program. Can we just talk about that for just a few minutes here?
Yeah, in our Fond du Lac area, SCORE has partnered with a group of organizations that support small businesses. It's called Ignite, and it's out of the Fond du Lac Economic Development Group. But they have brought together all of the organizations in the area, actually in the Fond du Lac, Calumet, Marquette and Green Lake areas. And what they do is they are a hub of organizations that can help small business people. So anyone who wants particular help, they can call in, and all those organizations that can work with them do so. They have, CAP Services as a member, SCORE, the Economic Development Group, Fond du Lac, all of the chambers, the Fond du Lac, and area chambers, as well as the UW Fond du Lac and Moraine University groups down there, and the Fond du Lac downtown. So it's a great group of people who've come together and share the resources, and so that we're not duplicating, but have the help that people need.
Okay, it's a wonderful opportunity for people down in the Fond du Lac area to find out what is available to help you get you started. Well, again, thank you very much, Mary Lou. Appreciate you coming in this morning as a co-host, and you've been listening to the Biz Talk Radio Show. We're celebrating 40 years in the Fox Valley. Special program coming up on May 3rd. And once again, thank you for listening. This is Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.